Good morning. High pressure bringing a chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures all the way down in the middle to upper 30s in spots, lower to mid 40s elsewhere. We'll see temperatures climb, though, with a fair amount of sunshine back through the 40s and 50s before reaching highs in the middle to upper 60s across the Catskills and western Mohawk Valley. And other locations will get up into the lower 70s with more sunshine today. A warm front will approach from the south and west, bringing thickening clouds to the Catskills and Mohawk Valley. And by late day today, some showers breaking out, especially from the Hudson River Valley west and south of the Mohawk Valley. The best chance for full sunshine today will be across the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Overnight tonight, as that warm front covers most of the region, we'll see cloudy skies and showers and thunderstorms will be likely. Also areas of fog overnight as temperatures drop back into the 50s. With the warm front still close by tomorrow morning, still the risk of a few showers. The front will surge to the north during the day tomorrow, leaving us with breaks of sunshine and increasing warmth and humidity. Temperatures with some sun will reach just about to 80 degrees, but this will only lead to late afternoon showers and thunderstorms as that warm front continues to surge to the north. Some of those thunderstorms tomorrow could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail. On Thursday, we'll be well into the warm sector of air with hazy sun. It'll be humid as well, with highs pushing into the middle and upper 80s. And another hazy, hot, and humid day on Friday with highs right around 90 degrees. A front will approach from the west on Saturday. Still will be in the warm and humid air in the upper 80s with a late day shower or thunderstorm possible, and a better chance at some showers and thunderstorms as that front eases through on Sunday and Monday, with highs sliding back into the lower 80s on Sunday and staying in the 70s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the plains into the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Thunderstorms will tend to intensify over portions of lower Michigan, northern Indiana, eastward into northern Ohio, and portions of Pennsylvania and western New York. While multicells capable of mainly damaging winds and some hail should be the primary hazards, deep and low-layer shear will be adequate for some supercells and an isolated tornado threat. Further south, stronger heating combined with a belt of moderately strong deep layer southwesterly flow will produce sustained severe thunderstorms, including supercells and multicells, with the associated potential for severe hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado or two. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Intercoastal City, Louisiana, at 2:29 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Maringá, Brazil, at 7:40 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 37, 82% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Wink, Texas, to a low of 23 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers developing in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 55, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.54 inches for the month, which is 2.43 inches above normal, and 13.63 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 65 hundredths below normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 190, that's 27 below normal, and 6,252 for the season, which is 358 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51, the record high, 91, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers developing later today and highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing later today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, increasing clouds with showers developing later today and highs near 70. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a shower in the morning, then some breaks of sunshine, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon with highs around 80. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side. Hazy sun, very warm and humid Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Hazy, hot and humid on Friday, near 90. Continued hazy sun and clouds on Saturday with a late-day thunderstorm in the upper 80s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 80s. And another chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.